Radiologists in this region are finding success with an advanced heart imaging technique that allows them to diagnose or rule out problems more precisely. WHYY's Zoe Reed has details.
When Sandy Goldstein had cramps and chest pain in 2006, a stress test ordered by a cardiologist failed to pick up on his blocked artery. Eventually, he was correctly diagnosed with coronary artery disease, and he received a stent. In 2021, Goldstein decided that it was time for a follow-up, but he didn't trust the stress test that gave him a false negative 15 years prior. Goldstein went to the Adler Institute for Advanced Imaging, where he received an injection of the diagnostic agent nitrogen-13 ammonia and underwent a PET scan. The Jenkintown location is one of only a few outpatient sites in the region that offer this specialized imaging test to evaluate how well blood flows to the heart. Goldstein says he was reassured by the clean bill of health. The PET scan provides a more thorough picture of the heart and blood flow, meaning the kind of false negative Goldstein received from a stress test 15 years ago is less likely.
What I identified in 2006 is that not every medicine, not every test is fully accurate. And the science is only as good as it's evolved to be. I'm much more assured that things are better at this point. But that doesn't mean that I'll ever stop listening to my body. I think that's first and foremost.
The N13 ammonia is created in a lab on the same site as the center. It's made in a cyclotron, which is like a tank in a concrete vault. It accelerates subatomic particles in a circle to nearly the speed of light. When protons combine with oxygen, they produce a short-lived isotope, which is then chemically transformed into ammonia. Once scientists collect the material and test it for safety, they hand it off to technical staff next door to be administered to patients. Using this diagnostic agent provides more robust imaging and helps doctors discover more about the patient's blood flow to the heart, says medical director Dr. Lee Adler.
The ammonia PET CT provides both better quality information and, more importantly, unique information that's not available from other non-invasive tests about the health of their heart, and in particular, the need to consider various types of treatment.
That leads to improved diagnosis, which can get patients appropriate treatments faster, Adler says. If a patient has a low risk of a major adverse cardiac event over the next 10 years, for example, their physician can offer the least conservative type of treatment. If a patient has a high risk of an adverse cardiac event over the next few years, he says,
their doctor would be more aggressive and recommend treatments that would have a better chance of altering the outcome.
Chest pain and shortness of breath are the most common symptoms of heart problems, but some women can also present symptoms of fatigue or lack of appetite. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.